Thank you for joining me again today. Between Thanksgiving here in the United States and Christmas, which of course is celebrated worldwide, we are talking about two names that appear in the genealogy of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3, right at the beginning of the Bible's New Testament, there are two genealogies of Jesus. And you might read those and think, these are just a bunch of names, and I cannot even pronounce the half of them, so I'll just skip over these. But genealogies in the Bible, and there are several, are not to be ignored. Since God included them in His Word to our minds and hearts, then He had an eternal purpose for doing so. And what do these names mean to us? We only have time to focus on two, and this year I've chosen the earthly parents of Jesus, Joseph and Mary. Matthew mentions them at the end of his genealogy in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows: when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. For the last week, I've told you about Joseph. Primarily, I taught about the monumental effect that the baby Jesus, still in Mary's womb, had on his life. Jesus created two tensions for Joseph. First, the tension between law and grace, and second, the tension between obedience and disobedience. And we share these tensions as Christ's followers. And I asked, what will we do about them? Today we pivot to Mary, and she is the earthly mother of Jesus. As we shall soon see, Jesus, miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit in her womb, creates for her significant tension as well. The Bible has much to say about this woman. There is more than you think. In my research for this series, I myself was surprised. But with the time we have, we've got to focus. And so I'll tell you up front what I plan to do. We're going to look to Luke chapter 1, and we will drop ourselves down into verses 26 through 56. That's Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56. And you would do well to read this on your own several times in the next few weeks, leading up to and just beyond Christmas. What God offers us here is a true treasure, not primarily because of what Luke says about Mary, but because of what the text tells us about God. As always, God is the main actor. He takes center stage. He is the one we want to keep our eyes on. So read the passage to learn who God is. And I also want to encourage you to read it, all 31 verses, because when you do, you'll get a sense for the scene in its entirety. And the more you read it, the more you'll see. That's how it works with the Word of God. How many times have we read the same passage, and yet each time we do so, we see something that we had not seen before? God speaks through the Bible. That is how He talks to us today. There is no other revelation of God. He has revealed Himself, and He has done so through this book, the Scriptures. It's like someone said, if you want to hear God speak, read the Bible. That is true. If you want to hear God speak, read the Bible. Also, I have a logistical reason to invite you to read Luke 1, verses 26 through 56 on your own. It will save me from using precious time to do so when we come together each day on radio and via the podcast. If you've read it before we meet, then I can more easily jump right into teaching it. I'll be able to focus on a few verses, the pieces, and tell you what they mean, to interpret them for you, because you have already read the whole. I know that you will be blessed to read this, and to do so more than once. In fact, let me be bold and recommend this amidst your busyness. Please read Luke 1, verses 26 through 56, once a day, every day, between today and Christmas Day. That is 21 days, and if you read it every day, you will have read this 21 times, including the weekend days of Saturday and Sunday. This is 31 verses, 21 times. Do you understand my invitation? Read Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 56, once a day, every day, for 21 days, between today and Christmas Day. I hope that you will do this. I pray you will. And a note about what version of the Bible I use. I read from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. That's the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. And you can get that at BibleGateway.com. That's BibleGateway.com online, or perhaps you already own this version as well. Should you want to purchase it, let me know and I can give you some tips. The NASB also makes a superb Christmas gift for someone in your life who wants to or needs to read the Bible. I am not even going to take time today to read all 31 verses. I will not even have time to teach all 31 verses, but will need to speak generally in some places, bearing down into specifics where I have chosen to do so. Let's dig in, shall we, at Luke 1 and verse 26. Today I want to introduce you to an important character in the story, not yet Mary. I want to introduce you to Gabriel. Listen now to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Circle, if you can, in your Bible, the angel Gabriel. Luke makes this obvious. Gabriel is an angel. And notice that God sent Gabriel on a mission to a city that is in Galilee, northern Israel, named Nazareth. And Gabriel is sent to a virgin named Mary, and she is engaged to a man named Joseph. Joseph has royal blood. He is a descendant of King David. Here, Luke's account mirrors Matthew's in that we learned that Joseph and Mary are engaged. And we talked about what engagement in their time and context meant. It's different than what it means to us today. Okay, and then Gabriel comes to Mary and speaks to her. "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Let's pause here and ask, who is Gabriel? Yes, he's an angel, but did you know he is sent by God to three people in the Bible whose names you likely have at least heard, even if you're tuning in today as someone who is not a Christian and does not go to church? Gabriel is a divine messenger who visited Daniel in the Old Testament, and Zacharias and Mary in the New Testament. Let's trace his appearances for a few moments. I'll begin in Daniel chapter 8 and verses 15 through 17. This is Daniel 8 verses 15 through 17. "When I, Daniel, had seen the vision, I sought to understand it. And behold, standing before me was one who looked like a man. And I heard the voice of a man between the banks of the Ulai. And he called out and said, 'Gabriel, give this man an understanding of the vision.' So he came to where I was standing, and when he came, I was frightened and fell on my face. But he said to me, 'Son of man, understand that the vision pertains to the time of the end.'" So here is Daniel, and he has seen a vision, and he doesn't understand what it means. But standing before Daniel is one who looked like a man. And the word for man there means mighty man, which is descriptive of the angel Gabriel. His name means mighty one of God. Get this on your mind. Gabriel means mighty one of God. And we have confirmation this is the angel Gabriel because of what the voice between the banks of the river says. "Gabriel, give this man an understanding of the vision." And that voice is the voice of God. Yes, here God spoke with a human voice, and God instructed Gabriel to help Daniel understand the vision. And that is exactly what Gabriel does. Keep reading today in Daniel 8 and 9. In fact, let me go over to Daniel chapter 9 and read verse 21. This is Daniel chapter 9 and verse 21. "While I was still speaking in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, came to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering." So here, Gabriel comes to Daniel again. Now, the text does say the man Gabriel, but that is because the angel Gabriel appeared in the form of a man. Gabriel is an angel appearing in the form of a man. In the Old Testament, Gabriel was sent on mission by God to Daniel. And now let's go back to the book of Luke. This time we will watch as Gabriel meets with a man named Zacharias. And Luke is in the New Testament. So same angel, different testament. And who was Zacharias? He was the father of John the Baptist. And Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 5, all the way down to verse 25, deals with him and his wife Elizabeth. They will come into our story later on. But what I want you to see today takes place in the visit that Gabriel makes to Zacharias. In the verse I want to read, Zacharias has asked Gabriel a question, and here comes Gabriel's answer. This is Luke 1, verse 19. The angel answered and said to Zacharias, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. So here again, Gabriel, note this, who stands in the presence of God, clarifies for a man what God is doing. Gabriel is God's messenger, and this is what angels do. They are in the presence of God, and they obey God. What the Lord wants them to do, they do, and only Gabriel and one other angel, the angel Michael, are named in the Bible. We only know the names of two angels, Gabriel and Michael, but we do know that there are too many angels to count. Listen, if you would, to the revelation of Jesus Christ, the final book of the Bible, chapter 5 and verse 11. This is the vision that the Apostle John had of heaven, and listen to what the Word of God says about the angels. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands. The number of the angels was myriads of myriads. We cannot calculate how many angels there are because there are so many. They're incalculable. Gabriel is just one of their number, but God gives us his name. So let's go back to where we started in our text, Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin. Skipping ahead a little bit, the virgin's name was Mary. And next time, we are going to look at Gabriel's message to Mary. I hope that you will be with us for that. And in preparation for the next broadcast and podcast, get going in your own reading of Luke 1, verses 26 to 56. I do not make too many guarantees, but I will confidently guarantee this. If you take up this reading challenge, you will hear the voice of God, and that will prove to be the very best gift you will receive this season. So read Luke 1 and come back tomorrow for more of God Is.